I still can't.
You can't do. No. I watched you shoot in your backyard. You were making 9 out of 10.
I can, of course, that's your hoop.
Yeah, it's my hoop, and as long as there's nobody else in the court.
Because you know. I never played much in competition. I just like, you know, shoot basketball. So I can't shoot worth beans when there's somebody trying to check you.
Yeah, I shoot in last third.
I don't jump very high.
Mm-hmm. And I just bought a brand new pair of tennis shoes and a brand new ball.
Mm-hmm.
We have
a mold corner. That was never my forte. I played on a Presbyterian church basketball team one time when I was going to the Lutheran church.
So I mean, you don't get hurt. They have to say, Lord, if I will, you know. We just rebuke it.
That's what Don called an end to the teachers in the high school basketball game. Yeah.
Oh, no.
After Ron Lowry got like a cat. Yeah. Because we're out of shape, you know, and then we try to play a game like that. Yeah. Earl Taylor was our team, you know. We have him, and we can win. The rest of us, forget it. Okay. Tomorrow, don't forget, is the grammar quiz. And we've gone over what basically you'll be required to know. Does anybody have any questions on that? Or any last-minute pleas for mercy or whatever? The whole fall forms... of Shamad, his Pael forms of Gadol as a model form you need to be familiar with. Five categories of the his Pael meaning. And then being able to, in lesson 52, be able to deal with those three verbs that I mentioned, Shamar, Bikesh as a Pael, and Hishmid, as far as the suffixes for the 3MS and 2MS objects. Yes?
I have some questions on the whole fall form, the Hishmi.
Yes.
On there, trouble figuring out some of this one. That's kind of unusual verb because it has four letters. I was wondering what happened in the plural forms of the perfect when you have the second person,
so the Tim and the Tim.
Yeah. Suffices. What happened? Did the comment to get to a Shawa and then they wrote on your opening letters there? I couldn't figure out the vowel pattern much.
Well, since the whole fall is probably going to stay the same, that's not going to reduce because it's really not a comet, it's a comet's katut, and it's a closed syllable. So you'll probably just be, you know, toshim, well, let's see. The perfect, I'm looking at the imperfect now. Yeah, it'd be the same situation. Yeah, it'd probably be just Hoshmat Tim. Yeah, I think it would have to be.
So those vowel points would be just like Hoshmat Tim. You'd have a common Shua, Tabet
Shua. Right. Yeah. But then you just have the Tim on the end there. See, you got, what you have is two closed syllables. And you're not, and with short vowels on them, you're not going to be able to reduce those any further. So it'd be analogous to Hoshmat here. Same number of syllables, Hoshmat Tim, Hoshmat Tim, Hoshmat Nu.
How about the last
one?
It would be the first person plural.
Yeah, it'd be Poshmaznu, probably. Poshmaznu, just put the nu on the end. And you have a shawa on the dalit, you know, just analogous to Hoshmavta there. Yes?
First person singular,
Oshmav. Oh, Oshmav, yeah. Just put an aleph there instead of the hay. I'm sure that's what happened. It's the same that happened with...
That's one I had trouble with.
Yeah. That's too bad. I wish he'd have put the old... he's talking about the imperfect now.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Yeah. Because the hay you don't have anyway in the imperfect. And for the, you know... know, you've got Yoshmas, and so it'd be just Oshmas. Mm-hmm. What you ought to do maybe is just, the reason they're doing it this way is just it's analogous to the call forms. And so if you've got a full call paradigm, just use that. And you can fill out the rest of it using the same pattern as you do here. I'm trying to see, you know, what... Yeah.
First person plural imperfect would be
Noshmaz. Yeah, it'd be Noshmaz. Let's see. Right. Mm-hmm. Just use the same pattern and just put a different prefix in. Different letter for the prefix. Anybody else? So I would do that is just write out the full paradigm. I probably should have written it out and then just put it on the board for you or something. But I don't think you'll have any trouble with it. Yes?
On the third person plural in the imperfect, the normal form has, you know, you have two shawas on it.
Mm-hmm.
On the second and third letter. But that wouldn't seem to fall in line again with, but you still keep that.
Yes, I think you just keep the same pattern there. Let's see, it'd be something like the Tosh Medhi there. It would be Yosh Medhu, probably. You got the closed syllable in the first one, and then the second one we reduce. Just analogous to Tosh Medhi there. So it would be Yosh Medhu. There might be another book and textbook that would have a full paradigm on it too, but I'm surprised he did that. You know, you can assume that everything's the same, but then there's always some questions.
Which one did that?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? So for tomorrow, then there'll be some translation. I think I went ahead and told you just had to worry about. What, 49 and 52? Was that the two? Yeah. As far as the reading, as far as the reading part. So, yeah. Because we have another one for Greek on Thursday, so we decided to go with this one on Wednesday. So I'm glad that came up. So you remembered. Everybody remembers. Everybody's got it logged in the. That is correct, isn't it? That's what my little note said. Okay. Vocabulary, yeah, the principal parts in Greek. That's a shorter quiz. This one is a full-fledged test. Okay, and always realize you need to be prepared to go both ways on those forms. When I have a good specific text like this, you know, I may give you the Hebrew and have you give me the parsing, or I may give you the parsing and give you the Hebrew, and you have to give me the Hebrew, which is always harder. And that's probably, looking at it, that's the way we're having to go on all of these anyway. So assume it'll always be the hardest direction. The reason I did that is because I'm giving you the verbs, telling you which verbs they are and so forth. So if I was going to go that direction and just and leave it open to any old verbs and so forth, it'd be a lot harder. A lot harder. So basically, I want you to know the regular pattern for everything, and then the irregularities, we'll just trust recognition to help us find those. Because it's not worth your memory. It's not worth the number of, the number of K of memory in your brain to be taken up just for storing all of this stuff. You want to keep your computer available for a lot of other more relevant things. Okay. Let's go back to lesson 54 then, unless there's any questions for tomorrow. You'll have a whole hour tomorrow to do it, I'm sure. You'll need it. Well, maybe not. That translation is pretty short, so that might go pretty fast. If you know the forms pretty well, it'll probably go fast. Okay, we left off on lesson 54, object suffixes on the imperfect forms. And we were on page 272, just having gone through these basic patterns and dealing with the fact that you're using basically the suffixes in column B before post-vocalic unstressed So you generally have vocalic endings, and just add something onto that. Of course, they mentioned the addition of either Ritzeri or Segol Nun on the front of on the end of many of the words before the endings are come on, or you can just learn the endings themselves, given on page 271, and kind of a mixed paradigm there too, because some forms occur one way, some forms occur both ways. Then on page 272, near the just below the paradigms there, it says the distinction between the short jussive converted and normal imperfects is not retained before pronominal suffixes. So these shorter jussive forms aren't going to be shorter jussive forms anymore when you put the suffixes on. They're going to go back to the longer form. Okay, so an example we've got is Wayashmeid Otho. You had Wayashmeid was a shorter form of the Hifil, where you had the Hirik Yod reduced to Tseri there. But when you put a pronominal suffix on it, you have to go back to the full long form. So it's Wayashmeidehu. And you've got the Hirik Yod there instead of the Tseri again. Note that the pathak in the final stem syllable of the PL imperfect, such as Yishlach, Yishalach, does not conform to the rule given above and is reduced. There was a rule given above, the last statement just before that paradigm, but even in these forms, the pathak vowel of the stem is restored. This is an exception to that. The PL imperfects do not restore it. So it stays reduced. So you can see that also if you look at just the PL forms here. I suppose it's you just learn the PL forms, you don't have to worry about this, but the PL on this paradigm, where you have a pathak type imperfect, is where this comes in. The pathak type imperfects normally kept the pathak, but here it gets reduced. So you've got an example here of Yishalach, the second one here under the PL column, and the form of the suffix is Yishalchenu. And you get the shortening Yishalachenu. It would be a vocal shwa with the dagesh there, but it is reduced. And if you look at the call forms above, if you have a pathak type imperfect, that's the second one, Yilmaz. You have Yilmazehu, and you have the full comments there under the main. So that's the difference he's making. Okay. The object suffix ka, you masculine and singular, may be added directly to the imperfect stem, in which the cholam goes to kamas katuf and the tzeri to a sagol, and pathak remains pathak, and hirik yod remains hirik yod. Okay, so we're putting this suffix on, you're basically getting closed syllable before the ka suffix. And things that had a colon in them, like Yishmor, becomes Yishmor Othaka, becomes Yishmorka. And you get the thing that was the colon shortened to Kamas Katuf, close the syllable, and then just add Ka into the end of it. And Yitin Othaka becomes Yitinka. The Theri reduces to Segol, and you just add the ka in the end, close the syllable. And same thing with the next example there, with segol, Seri going to segol. The pathak stays pathak, though, so that doesn't shorten, and because of that, on this example, you've got a chet there also, and that takes the chatef pathak, so there's no shortening, and you just get a string of short syllables there. But you can still add a ka onto the end of it without any problem. And maybe the most unusual thing is to be the last example there, the hirik yod, and then the shua being silent afterwards. And I think it's hard to say here whether they're considering this silent or not. It looks like the metheg is probably indicating that, though. So yashmidka. The way it'd be pronounced. I'm pretty sure that they intend that method to indicate that. Just because the whole pattern seems to be that. They're just adding ka. If they're calling ka the suffix, then the Shawaz here are probably going to be considered to be silent. And you have to put a metheg there because that's an unusual thing to have a Hirik Yod and then have a silent Shawa following. Okay. Verbs from root 3, hey, drop the final ab before the suffixes. That shouldn't be too strange by now on the basis of other things we've seen before. So yivne, in the suffix becomes yivnehu. So the ab drops off, and you just have yiv to yiv, and then you put the suffix on. Yivd, yivn, I guess. Even the nun is still there. That's from bana. And yivain would be the yivain would be the adjusted form, but that comes out being the same because they don't make a distinction there. Okay, that shouldn't be too much of a problem. Main problem there is going to be recognizing them, because you'll see those suffixes on, and this can be tricky, because you look at the verb. It's a three hey that's got object suffixes on it. The hey is dropped off. The suffixes aren't going to quite look right. So you should get suspicious if the suffixes don't look right, but they look like noun suffixes that are on verbs or something. That's about the main key. Nothing's harder, I think, than the three hays, the hollows, the one nuns, some of those that all shorten one way or the other. You lop something off the front or lop something off the back or lose something out of the middle or something, so they end up shorter. Then you've got so many options to consider. So some of these you'll probably slow down, grind to a halt, and get out the analytical and look it up. Okay, section 193, object suffixes on the imperative. Nothing new to say there, really. Remember, the imperative is kind of derived from the imperfect anyway. You kind of shorten up the imperfect form. And so the suffixes used are the same as those found with the imperfect. The general similarity with the imperfect is such that no new principles are involved in the attachment of the suffixes. The following examples should suffice. Okay, since it's the same kind of situation, you just don't have any prefixes, but that didn't affect the problem in the situation before anyway. You're just adding the same suffixes on that you did before. So you got Shemor there for the call, and Shomreinu, and Shimru, and so forth. The Shimru form becomes Shimruni if you put the first person suffix on it. So I don't think there's nothing bizarre is happening there. It's just a matter of knowing what those suffixes are. Just stick the suffixes on. That's about all you have to remember. Yes?
Where is the talent that you come from there?
Oh, that came as a result of, well, that maybe, yeah, that's a good question. It comes from just a shortening that takes place in your, well, let's see. We had something like it before, it seemed like.
I can't remember
what. Yeah.
It kind of shifted to
The
soul.
Was it in the imperative with, there was that longer imperative form, remember, for the masculine that did something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been where we're getting it from. Other than that, I'm not sure what to tell you. You should have put at least a note on this one. Yeah. It's a Kamas Katuf. And, Shemor. Well, when we put suffixes on Shemor, well, I guess we really haven't had object suffixes to put on them. We never had anything with the imperative like that, with the infinitive constructs and so forth we did. That's probably where we're getting it from. And the infinitive construct had a kind of similar form, shortened like that. And then when you put the noun suffixes on that, we did something like that.
Well, the imperative does that too, and it wasn't too much the object suffixes, you know, same idea, but
yeah.
The suffix was added and it seemed to do that too.
Yeah. Does anybody have the paradigm for the imperative, the first one we had? What chapter that's in?
113,
page 113.
See that alternate form on the top of 1.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking of, that alternate form. Close by, you see, you get the Kamas Katuf there. So it's analogous to that as far as the form is concerned, but just what more we can say, I'm not sure here.
So it's more the exception than the rule to have that?
Well, it's a rule with these suffixes, but I suppose you'd have to say it's almost a kind of an exception in the way that we see the other ones. Shimru just goes ahead and keeps the shim there. It's because you had a shwa in the first syllable on shemor that. I think what probably is happening is this. You got a shwa in the first syllable of shemor. You want to put a suffix on that. You shorten the kolam wow, theoretically you would shorten that down to shwa, but that would give you two shwas in a row, so you get rule of shwa and you'd put something on the first syllable. And since you're dealing with O sounds along through here, that's kind of the logic that's going by. You're shifting the O sound, the first syllable forward. So that's kind of what the philosophy behind it is. But I'm surprised you didn't put a note on this just to help you on this. It's only with this first form, shemor. See that you're running into a problem. Now here with the third one down here, with Shema, with the Pathak type, that one is just lengthening, it's Shema'eni, and you get the Pathak lengthened to commas, just like you did with the imperfects. There's nothing over there in the imperfect column is going to help us here either. Excuse me. It's analogous to the imperfect, pretty much, except for that. And it looks like the rest of the paradigm isn't going to present any problem. Those are all analogous to the imperfects. So let's just single that one out for remembering. And you get the regular form, a regular strong verb with the shwa in the first syllable there and the shemor form. You're going to have to change that to shomreini. It doesn't sound right to do anything else. I can tell you that, but that's probably just because we've noticed these patterns before.
It said that that
hierarchy that you find in the next one, that's the same pattern that you found in the perfect two on the other, on certain other types for the hierarchy too. So
right.
It
might have some correlation to the endings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing in the imperfect forms directly like this first example, but they would fit some of the others. So I guess just look at that. Once you see what happens to the first forms, all the rest of them are going to do the same. So you do have what you need there to figure them out. Object suffixes on the infinitive construct is kind of an ambiguous area. Because of the ambivalence of the infinitive with regard to voice, the subject suffixes learned in section 115 may have an object value in translation. We already dealt with that back in section 115. So he sought my killing may refer to my killing someone else or my being killed. See, there was that kind of an ambiguity there as to which way it goes in some instances. And you usually had to rely on context. In the first person singular, the ambiguity may be resolved by employing any as the object versus hirikyo as the subject. In other words, one thing they can do is have horigi versus horigeni and be able to tell there using any as the object very clearly. So horigi would just be the normal suffix on a noun, the normal noun suffix, treating it as a noun, and then horigeni would be the normal suffix that you're putting on objects of verbs, and apparently they do this enough to make a distinction. So horigeni would be my being killed. So I'm the object of being killed, and then horigi would be my killing someone else. In the third person singular masculine, it's possible to use kolam wow as opposed to ehu in the same way. So sometimes they'll make a distinction there. Use kolam wow, the normal suffix that they would have put on, and then use the ehu, the longer form of the suffix, to indicate when that thing is going to be definitely the object. So what he's saying is that they may sometimes revert to this type of a suffix on the infinitive construct, which normally just uses the normal suffixes, but there's an ambiguity as to subject and object sometimes. If you want to specify that it's object, they'll sometimes revert to this set of suffixes. In general, however, it is necessary to translate the infinitive plus pronominal suffix as the context demands. This is analogous, of course, to the situation when a noun follows a rogish, killing a man, objective, or a man's killing someone, subjective. We've already had that problem, deciding which one of those. So all it is with this first-person suffix and with the third-person suffix, because they got a couple forms of them, and they will sometimes revert to this object suffix on verbs type of form, which is slightly different, to indicate that it is an object, to resolve ambiguity. But it's only going to happen in a few instances, and you're generally going to have to rely on context. Okay, any questions? Vocabulary, lesson 54. Hitta, to turn aside, incline, thrust aside, all transitive sense, for verbs. Panna, three-hay verb, to turn toward or turn, both transitive and intransitive. So you can turn something or you can turn yourself, you know, and not have an object. Natas, to leave, forsake, or abandon. Or Natash, let's see, Natash, that'd be Natash. To leave, forsake, or abandon. And Chashav, to think, devise, reckon, impute. Quite a range. Nouns, Tichna, supplication. We've got Zidakah, righteousness, or righteous act, from Tzadik, Zidakah. And Matar, rain. Plenty of that around here, or snow. Nachala, property, possession, inheritance, or portion. Thing inherited, in other words. And let's see, I've got a note. I had to change something on this. Well, it's hard to tell whether your printing is. But this should be Zeroa. And I don't know if your forms, if your pages have this. Is there a dot over your wow on that?
No, but it's over the resh.
Right. Oh, it's over the resh. Okay. Okay, that's probably where it is. That would work anyway, probably. But is you the way he's normally doing the printing, it's best to have it over the wow. Let's check it in the back. Huh?
That is supposed to be a full wow.
Yeah, it should be a full wow. I think. Let's check it in the back of the book here to make sure. See if he spells it. If he's got it back here. Let's see, we'll look in the arm, see if it's there.
Yeah,
he spells it right in the back, so it's just an error here. Just slide your dot over onto the wow there. So Zeroa, arms or strength, figuratively. Okay, and Yirah, fear, from that verb, Yare. And some other odds and ends, Nakri, or Nokri, excuse me, a foreign or strange. And Nokriya would be the feminine form of that adjective. And then Umnam is truly or indeed, similar to Amen there, same root. And Omnam with the Kamatskatuf, an alternate possibility there. Both of those would be short syllables. Okay, exercises. Now, I gave you all the ones that you had to do, and we didn't formally assign it, I suppose, but we'll have to start with it here. I'd rather get through this before we get into the next chapter, because the next chapter we're going to be into for quite a while, and it's a whole different subject matter, dealing with clauses, conditional clauses. So let's go ahead and see what we can do with these exercises. Part A, you need to do 1, 4, 8, 12, and 15. So number one, John, go ahead and take crack at that. Just transform according to the example and translate. So they're going to give you a form with the S on there, a form with the suffix on that, and then just transform it into including the suffix right on the form. This one, you know, you got a three hay right off the bat. That's kind of fun.
Yeah,
that was fine. Uh-huh. You turn them aside. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the difference? Okay. Now, this is an imperfect form, so you want to say he will turn them aside, or he will
turn them aside.
Yeah. So one nun. One nun, three hay. So you lose just about everything on this one. So not te. Yep. Good guess. Yeah, team. You just lop off the Seagull hay off the end, and then just put your suffix on.
Is that a hard Seagull? Yatem or Yatem?
Well, it should, the form should be Yatem with a Tseri. But you lop off the Seagull hay you had on to start with, and then you put Tseri Maim on. So it should be Yatem. That's Yod with Pasach, Tate with Dagesh, because it was a one nun verb originally, and Tseri Maim. Now, this is an interesting verb because it is three hay and one nun. And the form they gave you up here is a hifil from nata, which would have, and there's that dagesh represents the nun that was in it.
Recognize it in the text.
Huh?
You've never recognized
it. Oh, no.
In the text,
you know it.
I mean, it could be just a noun. It's
yatem. Yeah. Well, yeah, you see that form there, yatem. And I wonder, well, that that looks like a PL form, you know, of a one yod verb or something. But, yeah, that's a real good one. Fortunately, you're going the other direction on this one. Okay, number four, Tony. The verb means to forsake is one of the ones up in the one nun again. Yeah. I just did it by random. I mean, I just picked 1, 4, 8, 12, and 15, but I think we got some goodies here. Yeah, but it's a command. You know, the negative command, you're using all plus the form of the imperfect. And then OC would be me. Yeah. So it would be do not forsake me. It's a command, second person masculine singular, do not forsake me. Yeah, well, it's kind of tricky. We got a one nun verb, and so it's being hard to pronounce that. That's, Titosh, all Titosh Othi. And see, because you had the nun in there, the nun gets assimilated, so the thing looks too short. And now we have to put a suffix on that. Instead of Othi, we want. Okay, all Titosheni. Is what you'd want, Titosheni. It's the ani is the suffix you want. You get the theri on the end. That's just a set of suffixes that go on the imperfect. And the cholam reduces to shawa. That's if it were a pathak, it wouldn't have reduced. But it's a cholam type imperfect, so it reduces. Okay. See if I can find one in the paradigm over here that's something like that. Maybe I can't. Well, this yitin down there in the call, if you look at the parallel, I mean, it's something similar to it. Yitineni, so this would be titisheni, same thing. So it does the same thing that one does. If that's any help. Although that's not quite the same analogy because you don't have the cholam in the first place. I want to find one that does the same kind of thing. I guess we don't just have a one nun and just like a regular old one nun. Nathan's close is the closest one. It's got the Terry in the end, but that's the same thing would happen whether it was the Terry or Fulham. So I guess that is the closest one they have there. I was looking on page 272 in that list of the paradigms for this. Under the call, the last one, Yatane there, is somewhat analogous to what we're looking at here, although we've got a second person form here and we got, you know, we've got a few differences. But I'll spell it. There should be all just as they have it. And then Titashini, there'd be a Tau with Dagesh and Hirik, a Taith with the Dagesh from the One Nun and Shawa, and then Sheen, Seri, Nun, Hirik, Yod, your Aini suffix. Okay, any questions there? Yes, Peter.
Can you use the.
Yes, that would be another option. That one could go both ways. Yeah. So you could have had Al Titasheni or Al Titasheni. And if you had any, you'd have the Dagesh and the Nun. That'd be perfectly all right. All right. Number 8, Eric. Let's see, what'd you say again? He will hide them, yes, right. Good. He will hide them. Yes.
And you have a dam.
Okay. Yeah, the Yikach Hadim. You have the Tseri on that suffix, Tseri Mame. For the imperfect. Yekach Hadem. So you'd have Yod with Shawa, Kaf with Pathak, and then the Chet is going to get Chatat Pathak because it can't reduce to Shawa. So, and then Dalas Seri Mim. Yekach Hadem. Yekach Hadem. Let's see. Yes, it looks like a PL from Kafa. Yekach Hadem. Okay. Yeah, that's the right pattern, although you don't have the Dagesh and the Chet because it can't take one.
What was the Kafet?
Pathak. Mm-hmm. Virtual doubling, I guess you can call it. Remember, some of those had a lengthening and others just had virtual doubling. Nothing happened. Okay, number 12. Price.
Garish, Othan. You drive them away.
Yeah, drive them away.
And
Garashim? Yes, Garashim. That's Gimel with Dagesh and Kamatz, and you probably want to put a Methag on this so you don't make it a Kamatz Khatuf. Resh with Shawa, and then Sheen with Teri Mame. Garashim. Okay, Gimel with Dagesh and Kamatz with Methag. Resh with Shawa. And Sheen, Seri, Mame. Okay. The questions, yes, Peter.
An imperative or something? I didn't understand why that.
Yeah, it's an imperative. Drive them away. Oh. Garesh.
I suppose that they
call. Oh, yeah, that could be a possibility, too. Yeah, if it were a stative call verb, then you'd go a different route, but.
Okay.
It look, you know, the pattern could fit a stative call verb, it just doesn't happen to be one. All right, any other questions? Number 15. I mean, this is one of the hardest exercises because you're getting everything now. I mean, there's nothing left to hide. You got all the derived verbs, you got all the possible suffixes, you got all the three hays and one nuns and everything else. I mean, this is as hard as it gets. So, if it takes a little while to figure it out, and they're not putting the easiest ones in here either for you for the exercises. So, this is our challenge of challenges, I suppose. Okay, verse 15 then, or number 15, Doug.
Okay,
Al-Tizet-Uzi.
Don't despise me.
Right, don't despise me. Okay. Yes, Altiv Zaini or Altiv Zaini, whichever way you went. Altiv Zaini. So Tiv Zaini would be Tal with Dagesh, Hirik, Beit with Shawa, and Zion with either Seri and or Segol. If you had Seri, then you'd have then Nun, Hirik, Yod, and if you had Segol, you'd have Nun with Dagesh, Hirik, Yod. Okay, questions on that one? That's just a straightforward three hey call. These imperatives, you see, you're generally getting second person form, so it's not a nice way to get some of those across. You don't see those too often. Part B, number one, then. This way you transform the opposite direction. They give you the form, and then you break it down into what it would have been. So, Peter, number one.
He warned them.
Yes, he warned them.
Mm-hmm. So I have
Hayid Otham. Yes, Hayid Otham. Hayid Otham. It's a Hithiel from a hollow root, Ode, I suppose it would be, or Awud or something. I don't know. But what happens there is the Tseri had reduced to Shua, to Kamas, Chatef Kamas here because of the guttural. And to hear it killed is a tip-off that it was Hithiel, so that's at least something you can count on. So Hei-Eid would be your form. Hei with Seri, Ayin with Hirik Yoz, Dalit, and then Otham. Hei-Eid Otham. So Ha-Eidem. Ha-Eidem would be the form they give you. Okay, number four, back to John.
Question.
Oh, question, okay. give you some more time, John. You can pay him after class. Yeah. Okay, go ahead then. What's the reason for it? Okay, the Tseri would have shortened down by adding the suffix on. So this is just a perfect. Now we have to go back to the perfect. See, he's kind of throwing some perfects in on you too here. So back in your previous chapters, when you're putting the suffixes on the perfect, remember that the first syllable shortened down in the third person masculine singular form, and when you added the suffix. So, well, let's see, going back here to page 261, you've got Shamar. Let's see, we want a Hithiel with a Tseri. Okay. Yeah, we've got one down at the bottom of the page. 261. We've got Hayshiv there, the second to the last one. Now that's analogous somewhat to this. It's a Hithiel perfect 3MS. When you put the suffixes on, that first syllable will shorten. And so in this case, the Tseri shortened to a Chatef Segol. Well, the one we've got shortens to Chatef Pathak. You don't always know which way they're going to shorten. And the one below it shortens to Chatef Pathak, but it's also got no Hirik Yoz and geminate verb, so it's really like the last one there. It's getting Chatef Pathak there. So there's a shortening. Sometimes you don't always know exactly which it's going to shorten to. It depends on the verb. But this is again going with the perfect. Now with the imperfect, it wouldn't have done that. Any other questions?
Okay.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, I can see why there might be a question. Yeah. Infinitive constructs generally take different sets of suffixes, though. They take the noun-type suffixes, and this very name is one that's only used for these object suffixes, so that'd be one thing to tip you off. But we do have a lot of variables now, a lot of complicated variables to deal with. Number four, John? So this one's kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
In fact, we still haven't found the paradigm for this. I don't think they looked up.
Yeah, you'll check that.
Okay.
And I think it's
will cause you to go or he will cause you to walk.
Right. Yeah, he will cause you to go or he will cause you to walk, or could be even he will lead you to lead. Just got the idea of causing to go. Okay. It's from Halak. You got that right.
I think that it's probably Yolik Ofika.
Yes, Yolik Ofika. Good. Yolik Ofika. That was a tricky one. I'm glad you got it. It's from Halak. And Halak had an unusual...
The warning
flag. Right, exactly.
Well, it's not like anything else.
Yeah. Halak is a one hay that acts like a one yod. Thinks it's a one yod. So that's why it's looking like a pattern of a one yod. Now, that yod that's on Yolik is the imperfect yod. And the kolam wow is the remnant of the hay, or they thought it was a yod. So somewhere back there's a paradigm. Peter and I were looking at this just before the class started, and we couldn't find the place in the book where it showed all that, but if somebody's found it, you may give us a page so we can refer to it. Yes?
The Yod
Hom Wow? Yeah, Yod Hom Wow Lamas Hirik Yod Kaf, final Kaf, Oshua. We found the paradigms for the hithiol in one yod, but I suppose that's the only thing you look at. Just remembering that halak acts like it's a one yod. Although a lot of these... that's a three hay, it's a one yod. Yeah. Okay, one yod, okay. It's on page 222, and but I don't think there's a specific mention of halak here. You have to put the previous information that halak acts like a one yod together with it, I suppose. But there's your paradigm. You've got yod reeve is for the imperfect form for this one yod verb, yarav. And then knowing that halak acts like a one yod, then you could conclude that this is the form. Oh, okay, they do give holik, to cause to go, to lead. Okay, they give it in the vocabulary as to lead. And so you could probably get it from that. The only question there is that knowing that the imperfect, well, that would pretty much follow, I suppose. Because now that you've already got the fact that hay has changed. The only thing there is don't confuse that first hay in holik with the hay that was on halak, because the hay that was on halak has turned into a holam wow, and the hay that's there is the hifiel hay. So that's the only warning, maybe. double jeopardy there. Get you from both sides. Nothing like Hebrew verbs. Okay. If it weren't for the verbs, this would be a real easy language. All right, number 8 then, unless there's any more questions. Oh, did we do number 4 yet? Okay, that was number 4. Any other questions on it? The key is that halak is a one yod, it's a one hay verb that thinks it's a one yod, and so it acts like a one yod. And that kolam wow is the result. Number 8 then. None of these are real easy. Yeah, Tony? Almost saved by the bell, but you still got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Probably
saved
everybody else,
but
I don't
care. Well, let's see. Should we give you some hints, or? This is one of the nastiest verbs there is.
I can't even tell you what the first. I was thinking it might be one of yours, but.
Yeah, this is from the root yara, and it can either mean to he directed him or he shot him with an arrow, one of the two.
Or taught.
Or, yeah, directed or taught him, yeah. I think we had the vocab, yeah, a few chapters ago or somewhere fairly recently.
Yeah,
was it this chapter? No, it was a few chapters ago. Okay. I thought we had it in the vocab list so recently for the...
It's the same language for the former ring. The 321, and then maybe we'll be
on the Well, needless to say, it's a fun verb because it's a three hey and a one yo both. And even the resh isn't too solid in the middle. Yeah, the form we're looking at here now is the hithiel, yeah. On top of all the rest. Yes, and he taught him, or he shot him with arrows, or directed him. Okay, take your pick. Depending on what mood you're in, what context. You can set your own context for this.
Can you have a reflexive there? He caused him to learn, or he caused him to be shot? Kind of a passive moment to a reflexive?
There might be a sense there. It's because it's a hithiel verb, to get a causative sense. The teaching, he might have caused him to be directed or something.
Yeah.
There might be something along those lines. You kind of have to see what you'd have to do is find Yara and see if it may not even exist in the call. And to see if there was a call form that you could derive it from. Did anybody check that?
I did, but...
It's easy to get confused with some other ones.
I looked at it.
Okay. Well, now your trick is to go backwards and figure out how this would look. You've got two possibilities on this one. Because of the fact that both the justice and the regular imperfect come out the same when you put a suffix on it, this could either have been the justice form, a shortened form, or the longer form. It happens to be a three hey, so it does make a difference, because the three hey justice forms were shorter. I probably better tell you this one because it's a nasty one. You should have either Y-Yor or Y-Yor-at if you took a longer form. If you took it as adjustive, it'd be Y-Yor, the Wow with Pasak, Yod with Dagesh because of the conjunction, and Kolam Wow Resh, Y-Yor, Otho. Or... You know, so you got a converted, imperfect, or adjusted form. That was the adjusted form. If you went for the full imperfect form, it'd be Y-Yor-Ah, and that would be Wow with Pathak, Yod with Dagesh, Kolam Wow, Resh, Sigol He. Just add a Sigol He to the other form.
It is using the call.
It is. What?
About 15 times.
What do they give the meaning for in the call?
To cast, to shoot an arrow. Lay the cornerstone
up. Oh, boy. Take your pick, huh?
Cast it, the archers, as a participle, the archers, the shooters, I suppose. So, in the hit show, it's used to teach almost exclusively.
Okay.
Except for the former and the latter.
Yeah. Well. That one would be a very fun one for study. Okay. Eric got saved by the bell. We'll stop here and then continue after the test on Thursday. So tomorrow is the test. Don't forget that.